Father, we pray that you receive this praise offering today. As frail as we are and as fragile as we are, we don't know how to do this unless you instruct us. We need the instruction from the mighty one of Yisrael. We can't offer up unto you sacrifices of offerings of praises, lest they flow from the issue of our hearts. Cleanse us today. Correct us with your judgment. Not in the midst of your anger, lest we all be brought to naught. Let your righteous anointing today smite us, that it may be an excellent oil upon us all. Let your truth search us, see if there be any wicked thing in us, Father. We pray that you touch us all in Yeshua's name. Bless the brothers and sisters. Pastor Griffin, touch Brother Dean, Father. Elder Bacon, Savannah, Georgia. Pastor Graham there in Hope, Michigan. Pastor Garner, Elder Garner in Missouri. All the brothers, Father, wherever they are, we pray for them. Our enemies and foes alike, for we know you're a just King. You're going to judge all things. For vengeance is mine, saith Yahweh. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Yahweh. We put it all in thine hand. We put it all under your care, Father. We bless you today and we thank you. In the precious name. No name precious unto us like your name, Father. In the name of thine Son, Yeshua. We know it's not Jesus. It's a deception and a lie from hell, Father. We know it's not, Lord. Pagan rituals, Father. We know it's your way. You love your name so. You love your name, Father. That you wanted to be sanctified in our mouths. We don't take it for vain, Father. Speak it out of our mouths as though it's nothing. We want to be careful how we use it. So we say to you, Father, we love the name of Yahweh today. For in that name we find our assurance of salvation. Yeshua. Bless your man servant today that he may speak with clarity and understanding to the house of faith. We ask all things in Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Hallelujah. To Almighty Yahweh. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. Bless you all. Hallelujah. We bless Almighty Yahweh, and we certainly do thank Him as He grants us opportunity to come into the tabernacle to worship, to bless Him, and to acknowledge all the wonderful things that He has done, and we attribute all of that unto Him. It's not by any might or power that we possess, but it is by the truth of whom He is. And once we know and realize whom He is, then we can begin to walk in the legitimacy of His authority and power. We must know the Mighty One and the Great Creator. We as saints of Yahweh, we have sold ourselves short because we have not known the exacts of the Father. It is one thing that a natural prince or a king understands as they are preparing themselves to propel to the throne. They know whom they are and their legitimacy. And they know that the subjects, those that they shall rule over, they will bow to them and honor them mightily. And once we realize whom our Father is and what we possess as we walk in Him, then we will begin to become mighty and victorious in this life. And if we don't realize that, then we are not going to walk in the mighty power of Almighty Yahweh. We're going to walk in defeat, and the enemy will come in at will and destroy us. And that is the truth, saints. There's something on my heart today that I do want to acknowledge in Scripture. You always will that I may bring it out with some clarity that we may understand. As we read the newspapers and hear the accounts of many things that are transpiring in the world, the evils, the wicked, vile things that are taking place. We hear of the abortions, and that's an evil thing. But there's something of a greater evil than that. And something that is much more abominable than that. We hear of the atrocities and the ruthless kings and rulers and dictators as they destroy the life and the hope of the people. Yet there is something that is much more diabolical, insidious, corrupt than even that. We hear the massive murderings, killings of innocent, destroying of lives. Yet we understand how evil that is and what kind of a conscience does one possess when one without any thoughts of what they are doing, they murder the innocent without any thought of that. Yet there is something that is much more abominable than that. It is an abomination before Yahweh. He causes His wrath and His terror and evil to be set on a people because they are practicing that which is abominable, vile, and evil. We hear of all kinds of gods and different formats of worship. Yet there is something that is much more evil than that. It is an abomination unto Yahweh. We see the lewd dressing of women. Women in garments that do not pertain to them. Yet Yahweh calls it an abomination. Yet there is something that is much more abominable than that. That brings death. Destruction. And the wrath of Yahweh to be poured out on a people. That nothing shall spare them unless He saves a remnant of the house. Nothing. We hear of the homosexual activities, pedophiles, the illicit practices of the young ones, their sexual prowess without any conscience of that. And yet there is something that is much more abominable, vile, and insidious than that. For when one will negate this, they open the door to every kind, vile, corrupt, evil spirit upon the face of the earth. And they become a house of every kind of evil practice, every kind of sin, and every kind of an abomination there is before Yahweh. All these things are evil, yet there is a door that is open that brings them into a man's heart. And Scripture tells us that. It is emphatic in Scripture what it says concerning the opening of that door and how the door is open. And so once we open the door, then these are simply manifestations of the great abomination that we have committed. And I want to bring our attention to two things today. As I close in this message today, I will declare one thing, whether it is so or whether it is not. Whether Yahweh said it or whether He did not. And whose word shall stand? Shall it be Yahweh's or your word? Only His word is going to stand. I want to read First Peter, because there's a question that I do want to ask you. If this identifies you, First Peter, chapter 2 and verse 9. This is the word of Yahweh. He expresses unto His house. He says, first of all, but ye are a chosen generation. Those that He foreknew, then He predestinated them to become sons. Those that he had foreknowledge of, he called. The reason that he called them, because he had chosen them. They were the seed of his heritage. And so Yahweh is talking here to a house of his elect and chosen. He said, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Now I want to stop there because there's something that I do want to convey. What scripture says. What is the strength and the anointing of a priest? What is his power, his anointing? And what identifies him as being a royal priest? We must understand scripture. And we must obey scripture. And we must see what scripture says concerning the identity of a people if we are that royal priesthood. And if a man is a priest, one is a priest, then there are certain things that must be in the man, the person, to classify them as a priest. And I want to identify a few of them. We say that we are a royal priesthood. And if we are, it has to be according to scripture. And we must do what scripture says. It says in Malachi, I want you to write these scriptures down for your own learning, and that you may judge this word today, and that you may search the scripture and see whether these things be of Yahweh or some theological doctrine that has been created by a man that is void of the knowledge and the truth of Yahweh. So I want you to judge and see if it's so. Scripture says in Malachi chapter 2 and verse 7, we are a royal priesthood. This is the strength of the priests of Yahweh. Malachi chapter 2 verse 7. He said, for the priest's lips should keep knowledge. There should be a tremendous revelation of the truth of Yahweh's words coming forth out of the priest's lips. Not frivolity and sinful activities. Not foolish jesting, folly that produces more unrighteousness. But the essential of a priest that his lips must bring forth knowledge, understanding of the covenant of Almighty Yahweh. And they should seek. And they should seek the law at his mouth. For he is a messenger of Yahweh of hosts. As Levi or the Levitical priesthoods, they were the messenger of Almighty Yahweh. And Messiah has come after the order of Melchizedek, the high priest. He is the messenger of Almighty Yahweh. You cannot be a priest without the royal law of Yahweh in your heart. You must have the law of Yahweh. You cannot dispute the law of Yahweh. I have to say that certain aspects of it is relevant and other aspects are not relevant. And so a priest, he has this knowledge. It is a revelation of the strength of whom Yahweh is because he has an experience with the Father. He has had trials and tribulations. There have been afflictions. He understands his purpose, his calling, because he is chosen of Almighty Yahweh. And knowing that, then the experience of that wisdom caused him to speak out of his lips with knowledge and not with folly and foolishness. This is the sign of a true priest of Yahweh. He seeks after the law This is a generation today that will not be governed at all. It despises the laws of Yahweh. Their immoralities, their sins, they're coming to pass because they have rejected the most essential thing to the strength of our salvation, is that we must be governed by Yahweh. What if man rejects the laws of Yahweh? That is the most abominable evil there is. The doors of abortion and sinful activities come in because he has denied the law. The spirit of whoredom and every kind of vile thing enters into that heart. The nation is consumed by it because there is no correction at all. Where are the priests? Where are those that seek the law, the clarity of Yahweh's truth? That is why Messiah could not be a high priest after the order of Melchizedek if he came to destroy the law. For a priest must seek the law. A priest must speak of the revelation and the judgment of the law of Almighty Yahweh. So he established himself after that order of Melchizedek because he did not come to destroy the law or the prophets. He came to fulfill the law of Yahweh. And that is the anointing of every priest. That is why in this hour we are royal, because we have the anointing by the revelation of Yahweh through Messiah. For we know whom we serve. We know him in a personal way. And not in some formality, but we know him personally, that we may call him Abba Father. And we know that his law is just, righteous, and pure. And it brings forth an excellence to the heart of man. He knows that in applying those laws to his heart, then he will fulfill the royal command of Almighty Yahweh. That is to love him with all, and then to love your neighbor as yourself. You must do that. You're not going to get by any other way. And the first four laws deal with loving Yahweh. And the next six deal with loving your neighbor. You will not abuse his wife. You will not steal his heifer. You will not abuse and take advantage of his child. You will not covet your neighbor's goods. You will not do that. Nor will you despise the honor and the reverence of the name of the mighty one that has given you the seed and the anointing of this royal priesthood. That is the most powerful evil in the earth today, when man denied the law of Yahweh. These other evils proceed forth out of them. When he shut his heart from the law, then these other evils, they enter into that man. And he become worse off than what he was before he ever knew the law of Yahweh. He says, for the priest's lips shall keep knowledge, and they shall seek the law in at his mouth. For he is the messenger of Yahweh of hosts. This is what he says in verse 8. But ye have departed out of the way, and you have caused many to stumble at my law. You have corrupted the covenant of the Levi, saith Yahweh of hosts. Now that is what this religious spirit has done today. It has departed out of the way of the law of Yahweh. And it has caused many to stumble. We don't have to keep the Shabbat, not so. That is a righteous law of Yahweh. We keep it by resting and lying in our beds, not so. You come to the tabernacle to hear Yahweh speak unto his house. You just don't labor to get advantage for your flesh. This labor today is to gain advantage for our soul. And we may live
in the presence of Yahweh, because we know that it is the breath of His truth that keeps us alive. It is not the biological or the physical man that keeps us alive. It is the life and the breath of His truth. For His laws speak breath unto us. It keeps our heart governed and our mind and our spirit, that we will not rebel against Yahweh. We will not sin against Him egregiously. And when we do that, then His wrath is poured out upon us. And when the wrath of Yahweh is poured out, it brings death, desolation, wasteness, destruction. That is what the wrath of Yahweh does. And so the law has departed out of the mouths of those that say that they are priests. And they cause others to stumble in the true things of Yahweh, because there is no priestly manner in them. They will not uphold the laws of Yahweh. I will not sell the integrity of Yahweh for anyone. I will not sell out His integrity for the fellowship of the unrighteous and the wicked. It is one thing that comes into the heart of a man, as David declares, when a man forsake the law, he will praise the wicked. When one forsaketh the law of Yahweh, they exalt and they extol wickedness. It becomes a high priority. But when one keepeth the law, they contend or condemn with the wicked. They fight the wicked. They battle the wicked. There is no association or oneness in spirit with the wicked. But when one forget the law, and when the law is passed from them, then they extol the wicked. They rejoice with the wicked. They condone the wicked. Because the law brings judgment in every aspect of life. Every law that Yahweh has given us, these 10 commandments. Now there are statutes and ordinances that come forth out of them. But everything is based on these 10. Not 25 or 753. Everything is based on these. Obeying Yahweh, doing His will, honoring Him, and extolling Him as being who He is. And so this is the law of Yahweh. And from that you find statutes. You don't touch another man's wife. If you take from a man, then you give back according to as the law says. And so every ordinance and every statute is based upon the law of Yahweh. And we that are priests, and if we truly declare ourselves to be the priests of Yahweh, there must be a seeking and an understanding of the law of Almighty Yahweh. For we know in that law there is a power to govern every spirit that rise up to cause us to stumble at the law. We don't want to stumble at the law of righteousness today. Messiah was the fulfillment of the law of Yahweh. He was a high priest. He could go beyond the veil into the holiness of holiness and present the offering unto Yahweh that was sufficient and the final offering. And if he was of that order, he could not deny the law of Yahweh. He could not deny the Father's name. He could not have hatred for his brother. He could not do that. And if one say that they are a royal priesthood, they deny his name and his Shabbat. They have all of their other gods, their homes, children, the television. They actually, in homes today, they have monuments in their homes. Whereby they have their little rooms, they do nothing but watch television all day long. And they shut everything out. They want to watch their football or basketball or baseball. That is the truth. We are a royal priesthood. And a royal priest, he seeks the law. He seeks the law and the government of Almighty Yahweh. I'm learning this because I want to show us when one forsakes the law of Yahweh, what transpireth? This nation has forsaken the law of Yahweh. It is governed by every kind of vile thing there is. It's not governed by the principles of Yahweh. This nation has removed itself from that. Men are righteous in their own self-dignity. They declare their righteousness. You can't declare any righteousness. It is Yahweh that declares our righteousness because He justifies His called, elect, and His chosen. Only Yahweh can justify us. We cannot justify ourselves. We can't make our wrongs right. And nor can we make our rights wrong. It is Yahweh that justifies. We may seem unjust, but He says that they are just. All indications that we are unjust, but Yahweh says just. The way we respond, the way we do things that is not or they are not appeasing to the flesh, it looks wrong to others. It doesn't look right to others, but it's what the law commands and what Yahweh commands. And that is what we want. Whose word is going to stand? Your word or Yahweh's word? Whose judgment is going to stand? And when we want to find out what He is saying, then we must go to the scriptures. We must do that. And then if we don't do that, then we are going to be destroyed. Look at the first chapter of Malachi. Chapter 1, verse 6. A son honoreth his father, and a servant his ruler. If I then be a father, where is mine honor? If I be a ruler, where is my fear? Saith Yahweh of hosts unto you. Now, if you are a priest, you are a royal priesthood, he concludes this verse. He says, who? Priests that love my name, that despise my name. And we say, wherein have we despised thy name? You must understand that a royal priesthood will not despise the name of the one that has ordained them to carry out his Levitical mandate. How he ought to be worshipped, how he ought to be extolled and lifted up. And his name is an essential part of his identity. And no priest despises the name of Yahweh. And when they say that they are the priests of Yahweh and they despise his name, they have deceived their hearts. They're very vile, very evil, and very wicked. A priest knows the one that gives the Levitical mandate of the law. And Yahweh is the one that gave Moshe the law. He is the one that ordained the Levites to administer the law in the camp of Israel. And when a priest despise his name and say, wherein have I despised your name? He said, because of my law, you will not honor my name. You have taken my name for vanity. You says it has no meaning. And you have utilized a pagan identity to identify me. It's not so. He has a precious name. And the priests know whom they work for. We are the priests of Yahweh. And his name ought not to be despised in the mouths of a priest. And if we are true priests, his name will not be despised. But if you are not a royal priesthood of that royal priesthood, you will despise it. You will not speak his name. There will be no love for the name of the Father that comes forth out of your mouth. And his name is what gives him that exuding. He wants to hear it out of the mouth of the priest. He wants his name to be spoken out of the mouth. Not the pagan name of Jesus. Not the pagan name of Lord. And not the pagan identities as God, that is not his name. He said, if you are a priest, where is my honor? His honor is that you acknowledge his name. He said, but you despise my name. You despise it so you will not bring the offerings into the tabernacle that are rightfully mine. Well, what offering should the priest bring into the tabernacle? We should sing praises unto his name. We should give thanksgivings unto his name. We should exalt his name. That is the order of this lively royal priesthood today. And if you don't do that, you are not a part of the royal priesthood. His law tells us, do not take his name in vain. One that does that, he will not be held guilty of doing that. That is the law of Yahweh. And a priest seeks after the counsel and the knowledge of that truth, that it may be in his lips, that he may speak that unto the host, that they may understand. He may constantly revive his heart with the knowledge of that truth. And that is what a priest does. You cannot despise the name of the Father and say that you are a priest. Oh, priests that despise my name, wherein have we despised your name? He said, because your offerings, they are not pure. Your worship is not right. My name is the essence of whom I am, and without a name to attribute it to what things have been done in your life and in the earth, then who is in charge? The law of nature teaches that. The law of community teaches that. Even in secular communities, they all have names, and they know their neighbors, and they know who the mayor is. We know who the president is because he has a name. We know those that are in authority. We know who the preacher is, the bishop, the priest. Then what about the one that ordained that order and that gave us that order in the earth? Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, pastors and teachers. Who is the one that mandated that? You say his name is Jesus. It is not so. That is not his name. No more than his name is David or Willie or Patrick. His name is Yahweh. You can't despise his name and say that you are a priest and that you love him. You are deceiving yourself. And this world today is so deceived that they literally despise and hate that name. And they all would tell you that they are a part of a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Well, what is the mandate of that royal priesthood? What should they do? A peculiar people that should show forth the praise of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Well, who is the light of Yahweh? It is Messiah. Yahshua is the light. That light shined forth into the world. And because the deeds of men were evil, they hated the light. Who called you? For whom he foreknew, he called. So Yahweh is the one that has called you. And if we are a true royal priesthood, you must show forth praises unto Yahweh. His name must be exalted and praised. He must be lifted up. That is the order of the royal priesthood. It's more than what the Levites did, because Messiah, after the order of Melchizedek, he lifted up that name of Yahweh on that stake, on that shameful death, that name may be sanctified in the heavens. We are a royal priesthood. We must show forth praises unto Him that called us out of darkness, and that has revealed the marvelous light of Yahshua HaMashiach unto us. The salvation of Yahweh, anointed of Him in a body of clay. We must do that. We must. That's why there is an evil, an abomination, that is more insidious than the abortionists. Than the pedophiles. It is much more insidious than the massive murdering and the starvation of people. It is the denial and the forgetting of the law of Almighty Yahweh. When a man forgets the law, he opens up his heart, his house, his nation to every abominable thing there is, because he has forsaken. He says the law has no relevance. And what we call in America Christianity, it is vile. It is abominable. Because they all teach against the law of Yahweh. They use the phrase, quote, it is for the Jews, unquote. That is such a diabolical lie of hell. We are so ignorant that we can't see that, that it's not to our advantage to commit adultery. Something is wrong in the spirit of man today. The reason they don't know, because there are no priests. They don't have priests among them. The priests seek the law. He wants to understand what the law says, that he may judge all things according to the law and not according to his own perspective. That is why this Jesus and this Christo that has been taught, it gives them every liberty to sin. You must understand there was judgment in the law, and that has not changed. For scripture shows us that. If the people of Yahweh, let me read this, Hosea. I know exactly what it says. I want to read it, Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. I will show you why you are destroyed. Our love for Yahweh is destroyed. They read the first part, don't they? In this pagan thing they call Christendom, they will say, Hosea 4, 6, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. They love to speak that. Well, who keep knowledge in their lips? The priests. That's what scripture says in Malachi 2 and 7. I just read it. For the priests, lips should keep knowledge. That is what the lips of the priest does. It keeps knowledge. And Yahweh said, first of all, my people are destroyed because there are no priests in the midst, and there's no knowledge in the lips of the priests. He said they're destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. I will also reject you, that you should be no what? They don't quote that part, do they? He said, because you have rejected knowledge, I will reject you. And you will be no more priest to me. I believe what scripture says, saints. I'm not going to wretch or wrestle the scripture. This is easy for even the most unintelligent person to understand this. Because you will not keep knowledge in your lips, you rejected the revelation of who I am. He said, and because you rejected that truth, He said, you are no more priest to me, seeing that thou hast done what? Forgotten what?
The law.
Has not this nation forgotten the law of Yahweh? Has not what we call Christendom, I don't care what it is, apostolic, Methodist, Baptist, Pentecostal, have not they taught us to forget the law? We have forgotten the law, saints of Yahweh. And that is the truth. We might as well come head on with the issue and understand the truth of the issue. And this thing that we call Christendom, it has taught us to forget the law. To literally forget, reject the law. Don't think about the Shabbat. His name has no relevance. You can't commit adultery and there is no judgment to that. You can't do those things and there is no judgment. There is a grievous judgment. And Yahweh calls this judgment a grievous and a grave judgment. That's why they are destroyed. Because they have rejected the law of Yahweh. When a nation rejects the law of Yahweh, it's going to be brought down. We reject Yahweh's law, we're going to be destroyed. When you reject the law, you become lawless. And there's no law to govern you. And that's why they establish their own religious tenets today. And they speak their lies where the Bible says, I can do this and I can do that. And they justify their own wickedness. When the light in one is turned into darkness, how great is that darkness? Do you understand that? When light literally become darkened, that's a grievous and a tormenting darkness, my friends. And this world today is filled with that. They have rejected the light of Yahweh, which is Messiah. Messiah must atone us unto him that sent him. His name is not Allah Akbar. His name is not God is great. His name is not Lord God Almighty. His name is Yahweh. And his priests know his name. And they don't despise his name. You despise his name, you're not a priest. You may be a priest, but you're not a Kohan. You're not a Kohan, a priest of Yahweh. You may be a priest, but you're not a Kohan. You're not that. They don't despise his name. You despise the beauty of that name. It doesn't cause your heart to rejoice, to show accolades unto him. You're not one of his. And that's the truth. How can you say that? Well, I will go deeper into scripture. You know, this is enough to satisfy my soul. I believe what I'm preaching. I have faith to believe this. And I know it comes from the bosom of Yahweh. I know that. So I have faith to believe this because I understand the simplicity of this because I'm a simple man. I'm not an extravagant man. I'm a simple man. I understand the simplicity of it. I'm so simple that I must look words up that are so simple that we think we understand what they mean. That's how simple I am. Now you don't have to do that, but I must do it. We're destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We are no more priests to him because we have rejected the knowledge. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of Yahweh. Not the law of God, but the law of Yahweh. He says, I will also remember your children. He said, I will forget your children. Yahweh means what he says, saints. I'm going to show you scripture. Whose word shall stand? Did he not say this? Now whose word is going to stand? Oh, he loves my children, not so. Because you have forsaken the law, and that law of righteousness was in Messiah. Do you understand, saints, what that law of righteousness was? He obeyed, he kept the law of Yahweh. He did not sin or transgress against the law. He did not oppose it. He did not reject that. He did not despise the Father's name. He had to love the Father's name. And he had to reveal it unto those that were called. And he went out and he called those apostles. And he knew them. They did not know him. But he knew them. Because he was sent by the Father to call to bring into the house those that Yahweh had elected, that they should show for praises unto Him. Now that is why He has called you to be a royal or a part of the royal priesthood, that you should show for praises unto Him that have called you out of darkness and brought you into the knowledge of the light that was in Messiah, that you may know Him. He wants His sons and His daughters to know Him. He doesn't want you to know some kind of generic God. He wants you to know Him because He careth. He wants to take care of you. And He wants you to know that. He wants you to understand that. He wants you to attribute that to Him. That He is doing that. And you understanding that you will love Him the more. You will bless Him the more because you know that it is your Father. That's not hard for me to understand that. That's not difficult to grasp that. Because man has forgotten the law. They praise every kind of wicked work. They lift up rappers and football players and strippers. That's what they lift up today. When a man forgets the law, when he rejects the law, even he will praise the wicked things of the earth. He exalts the wicked things. He wants those things. But when a man keeps the law, he contends with those that are lawless. He will say, you're right. There will never be a fellowship of unity there. There will only be a contending there. When there's a law in your heart, brothers and sisters, you're going to contend with the wicked. Now that's what Scripture says. These are not my words. Whose words shall stand? Shall my words stand or your ways? His words shall stand. And so when you keep that righteous law in your heart, you will contend with the wicked. You will fight with them. You will find yourself in confrontations with them often. And that's the truth, saints. That's what Scripture says. It's not what I am mandating. It's what Yahweh has already written. It's not what I'm trying to establish. It's what He's trying to get us to understand. The knowledge of it. Because we are the priests. We are the royal priesthood of Yahweh. We can't forget His laws. Because you forget the law, then even your children will be forgotten. And that's what this darkness of the world tries to do. And Satan will use anyone to draw you away from the purity of the law. That you forget the law of Yahweh. And Yahweh say, even your children, I will forget them. There are people just by a righteous nature, they keep the law of Yahweh. And their children, their lineage are blessed because they have done that. Hear me what Messiah does. He shines the light of the hope of the law unto us. He brings the pure revelation of it. It is not something that is mandated in the flesh, but it's mandated in the spirit. For we have the life in us to do it. To keep it. There's a love to do it. There's a desire to do it. That's what He gave us. He gave us that light. That when we hear these pure laws, our hearts shine with gladness. For we know who we're doing them unto and what purpose He has given us those laws to do them. Because it sanctifies His name and make Him known. So we rejoice in that. It is not cumbersome unto us. It is not a burden unto us. Is it a burden for you to love your neighbor? That should be a burden. Is it a burden for you to love Yahweh with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength? That ought not to be a burden unto us. We just haven't learned the simplicity of truth. Men today have all these catchphrases. They want to use these kinds of things. But they have no knowledge in their lips because they are not the priests of Yahweh. They have no understanding because they have rejected the law. They have forgotten the law. And once you do that, then woe unto you. You cannot forget the law. The law is the essential authority of Yahweh's government. You cannot go out and steal and murder. You can't do those things. You think that those things are less valuable than his name? That's why he put his name first. You know who gave you this order to show forth the excellency of my love toward your neighbor. So you will not do your neighbor this way because you know who you're doing it for. I am Yahweh, and that is my name. And I will not give that honor unto no one else. That's why he could never give him the name Jesus. It had to be Yahshua, the salvation of Yahweh. He wants men to know that he is the one that is going to save his foreordained, call elect people that he has chosen. He is not relegating that to no one else and no other name of authority but his name. He wants his name to be known. And that's simple. And the more you study scripture, you will see that in a greater and a mightier way. You will understand it greater. I want to read from Jeremiah chapter 40. It's much here, but listen to it as I read. There'll be places that I will stop and interject things here. But Jeremiah chapter 44. I want to begin reading at verse 1. Hear the word of Yahweh. It says, the word that came unto Jeremiah concerning all the Yadim which dwell in the land of Egypt, which dwell at Migdol and at Tophetis and at Nob and in the country of Patros, saying, thus saith Yahweh of hosts, the father of Israel. Listen to what he said now. I want you to understand what Yahweh is saying. You have seen all the evil that I have brought upon Jerusalem and upon all the cities of Yehudah. And before this day, they are desolate and no man dwells therein. Now Yahweh said, I have brought an evil upon Jerusalem. Why did he do that? We read things in text, we must understand and search scripture to find out why did Yahweh do that? What led him to do that? The most insidious evil today is not the fact that one commits adultery. He commits adultery because he has forgotten the law. And the law is no more spoken in the lips of the priest because there is no knowledge of the restitution of those things. And so that's why they do it. Why is it that Yahweh is going to bring this great evil? What is the purpose behind that? Why shall he do that? Now hold that. I want to turn to the 9th chapter of Jeremiah. You got to go back and see what scripture says. Jeremiah chapter 9, verse 13. It says, and Yahweh saith, that this is Yahweh speaking. He said, because they have fell in love with my law. They have what? Can I ask you a question? Does he destroy today like he did then? Is he going to bring destruction upon the nations of the earth? Are all the nations going to be destroyed? Shall the fire of Yahweh rain down from the heavens upon an abominable and wicked nation? Why did he give us these examples in scripture? For our learning and for our understanding that we may know who he is. That is why he gave us that. And to say that the old covenant or the Torah has no relevance or the prophets, you are a deceived fool. Yahweh has not changed. Adultery then is adultery now. His name then is the same it is now. To steal then was the same as it is today. You take something that is not yours without permission. And you do it with the spirit of deceit. It has not changed. He says, and because they have forsaken. When one forsakes something, they totally abandon it. Without any thought, any care or concern. It is like a mother, one having a child. And they put it out somewhere for someone to find it. They abandoned it without any thought or any conscience of that child. No care or no compassion. It's like one putting a child in a dumpster for dead. That is forsaken. They do not want any remembrance of it at all. And this nation and this church world today, that is what it is. It wants no thought or knowledge of the laws of Yahweh. That's why they have bylaws and they establish their laws. And they do what is right in their own sight. That cannot work. Whose word shall stand? His word shall stand. He said, you have forsaken my law, which I set before you, and you have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein. When we hear the truth, saints, we must walk therein. We must walk in the truth. He said, but you have walked after the imagination of your own heart, and after Balaam, after Lord, after God, and that is what the word Lord is, Baal. You have walked after Balaam, and they all will tell you, the Lord bless you. Which Lord? Well, your Baal blessed them. It is not Yahweh, because Yahweh said that they will not say that Yahweh bless you. And when you don't say Yahweh bless you, you have no power to bless or to curse. Yahweh bless and Yahweh curse. You cannot bless and you cannot curse. You let them know that it is Yahweh that give me the power to speak peace unto you. And I say the shalom of Yahweh rest upon you. Messiah said, when you go into their homes, and if they receive you, then you bid them Yahweh's peace. You bid them the expedience of Yahweh. But if they reject you, you shake the dust off of your feet, and you get out of that place. He said, they will not even say, Yahweh bless you. But they will say, Baal bless you. The Lord bless you. Oh, I bless you. No, I have no power to bless any of you all. None whatsoever. Only Yahweh. Because he blessed man. Put him in the garden. And told him to be fruitful. And multiply. I can't cause you to multiply. Only the word of Yahweh can cause you to have increase. I give honor unto him because I can't do it, saints. It takes the Father. And we understanding that he wants us to bless him because he has blessed you. He woke me up this morning and he started me on his way. Yahweh is blessing me right now. I know who blessed me. I know who gives me strength to walk and to talk. I know who gives me power and anointing to stand before his people and to speak a word that will cause their hearts to return back unto the laws of Yahweh and not forget them, that we may have knowledge and understanding in our hearts and our minds. As surely as this nation and the religious sector has forgotten the law of Yahweh, they replace the Shabbat with the first day. Lies. You must understand that those that Shaul and Kephar and Thomas and Bartholomew, those brothers went to those that were the elect of Yahweh. They were called. And when they went to the house, they did not have to talk much about the Shabbat because they kept it. It has always been kept. It is the bylaws of this well-favored whore that they have taken her instruction. They have written off the name of Yahweh. They replaced his name with Hail Mary instead of praise Yahweh. They rejected the law of the Son that came to solidify the law of the Father and gave him a name, Jesus, that's less than 500 years old. Every encyclopedia today would tell you that it is a name that has been made by some form of translation. But the name of Yahweh is transliteral. He is literally Yahweh. You can't change it. And I won't change it. His name is a sanctified name. And that's the only name. Jesus is a pagan lie. His name is Yahweh. Yahshua is the light. Yahweh. You can make a word of today and give it your own meaning. If you're dealing in some kind of bio molecular field. You see some kind of chromosome you've never seen. You're going to name it because your name is Roberts. I'm going to name it Rhoda. Take part of my last name and my first name and give that chromosome a name. I name it Rhoda. And most folks can't even enunciate that. He gave himself a name that everybody knows it and they can enunciate it. I was showing the brothers the other day, as Brother Neesmith and I, as we saw where people were coming to visit the internet site. Even that brother, whomever he is in Iran, he stayed a long time. He knows that there is a name that is mightier than the name of Allah Akbar. His name is Yahweh. What God is great? Well, Yahweh is great. For He is the mighty one. And He has a name too. He says, you have served Baal with your heart, Balaam. He said, which your father taught you. Therefore, thus said Yahweh the host, the father of Israel. He said, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, a bitter death, a bitter worm, a bitterness. And give them water of gall to drink. He said, I will scatter them also among the heathens. And that is one thing he told Israel, to learn not the ways of the heathens. When you learn the ways of the heathen, then these diseases are going to overtake you. And we have practiced the ways of the heathens very well. The religion of Mithra and sun worship and all of those things, and the Christmas pagan and the celebratory type days, Yahweh never intended for us to be a part of those vile things that defile our conscience. That's why it's so difficult to get the conscience of man straight today, to call upon the name of the Father and to know Him, because we've been so defiled and so filthy. You ever seen something that is so filthy? You say it's not even worth washing. Throw it away. Don't even wash that. It is simply too filthy. And the only way this filthy priesthood is going to be washed, there's only one cleansing and spot remover. And that is the blood of Yahshua HaMashiach, the anointed one of Yahweh. Nothing else. That's why in their religious whoredom of this well-favored harlot, they sin with purpose, they sin with knowledge, and they sin without conscience of any retribution of their sins. He shall scatter you among the heathens whom neither they nor their fathers have known. He said, and I will send a sword after them, till I have blessed them. Till I have consumed them. He said, I'm going to consume you. Why is He going to consume them? Because they have forgotten the law of Yahweh. They have forgotten Yahweh's law. You cannot forget the law of Yahweh. You cannot, saints. His law is righteous. His name is important. I don't know how to express that any other way but to say it verbally. His name is important to Him. It's very important. It's a vital part of His identity. His name. Because only in that name can you find any hope. There's no name in God is great. There's no name in Lord. And people do not despise the name God. Everybody uses it. The pagans use the name God. Saints, just for a moment, even logically think. Is Yahweh the one that created all things like the pagan gods? Do you identify Him as a god like Shaitan and all the pagans? You can't do that, saint. He is not like Buddha. You tell me there's a comparison between Yahweh and Allah Akbar, the god of Islam. You tell me there is a similarity, saint. You tell me the god Orion or Molech or Mocum. You tell me Yahweh has the same title as they have. Saints, listen. You tell me the one that created all things and created those gods, He has the same title and the same name they have. And you say, I simply capitalize His name. You are ignorant. You can say the word city, but what city are you talking about? When someone says New York City, then that's the difference. You can name the city New York City, and most of the world will know that city. You name the city Jefferson, and they will say, Jefferson what? They don't even know Jefferson as a president. So you tell me the same title that is relegated to Shaitan, Yahweh has the same title. That can't be, saints. It cannot be. And that's how ignorant the world is, because while the priests do not seek after the law of Yahweh, they will tell you, honey, I'm a royal priest, and you paint it like a priest of Jezebel. You look like a priest of Baal. You look like a priest of Aphrodite, some whorehouse. Can't be. We are the Kohans of Yahweh. I like that better. Instead of priests, Kohan. We're his lively, royal administrators. Of what? His laws. And that is what we administer, his laws. Back to the 44th chapter of Jeremiah. He says, because of their wickedness, because they forsook the law, saints, every kind of evil thing enter ends. He said, because of their wickedness which they have committed to provoke me to anger, they went and they burned incense and to serve other gods. Now that is spelled with a small g, isn't it? Now how do you know when I say God is God or God? What God am I talking about? As scripture says here, they went to serve other gods. You tell me these things that they were serving, that Yahweh is like them. Is Yahweh like a man? Can you call him a man? I know scripture used that expression that he's a man of war. That is the only expression of verbiage that we can identify with this mighty awesome war. He said, whom they knew not, neither they nor their fathers. How be it, I sent unto you all my servants, the prophets, rising early and sending them, saying, oh, do not this abominable thing that I hate. Now we must find out the abominable thing that Yahweh hate. Why did this thing come to pass? Why is it that they're giving up to serving all kinds of gods? And that is what is in what we call Christendom today. They serve all kinds of gods. There's a difference between the Southern Baptists and Baptists, First Baptist and Second Baptist, Pentecostals, Holiness Pentecostals, and they all have their own gods, and they all have their own form of a Holy Ghost. The Spirit of Yahweh cannot be a ghost. It is a Hindu terminology from the Hindu religion, and that is the origin of that word ghost. It is the Kudus Ruah, it's the Spirit of Yahweh. I rather just say Spirit, if I'm going to use anything, but not no Holy Ghost. It is the Spirit. There are things in our vocabulary that just must be changed. We can't use the expression. That's just it. You don't deal in luck, so you should not be using that word luck. I was lucky today. No, I'm blessed today. Why? Because my Father has blessed me. That's why when I get up in the morning, I say, bless you, Yahweh. Thank you, Yahweh. I bless you for that promise of life in Yahshua HaMashiach. I bless my Father. He says, I sent you my servants, the prophets, and they told you don't do this abominable thing. Now, I want to show you the prophets that they chose. Look at the 23rd chapter of the same book of Jeremiah, verse 21. 23, verse 21. This is what Yahweh says. Jeremiah 23, 21. These are the prophets of today. When I read this, tell me if not, these are not the Bishop Jakes, T.D. Jakes, the Bishop Longs, the wrong Parsleys. Tell me these are not these men. He says in the 21st verse of chapter 23 of Jeremiah, he said, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesy. But if they had stood in my counsel now, and had caused my people to hear my word, then they should have turned them from their evil and from their evil doing. When a prophet of Yahweh speaks, a man of Yahweh, he turns the people away from their evil and their evil doings. These men today are not turning them away. They're turning them to their evil, their lust, their sins, and their corruption. He says, am I not your father at hand, saith Yahweh? Am I not a father afar off? The question he asked. Can any hide himself in secret place that I cannot see him, saith Yahweh? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith Yahweh? Can you hide from him? Did he not make the fullness of the heavens and the earth? Now, the new covenant doesn't say anything like that. Do you reject this because it's not there? This is one book. It is the scripture. It is a whole. And this little part of the whole makes this book complete. Without this one, it would not be complete. So every part of that whole is essential and important. He said, I have heard what the prophet said. They prophesy lies in my name. Said, I have dreamed, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Yea, they are prophets of deceit of their own heart. God says, give $1,000. He's going to bless you with 10,000. Tenfold is coming back. I hear something from the Lord today. He told me to speak to the house and says, take your credit card, go to the telephone. Even though you have a balance, go and you donate $1,000. And God says he's going to send you a $10,000 blessing. He's going to get you out of your dilemma. The liars, he prophesied from the belly of their God. It's not your way. Hear me. I got something from the Lord now. The Lord says, son. The Lord says. And they find these kind of refined whores today. These men, they're refined. They dress in their $2,000 suits. Their alligator shoes. And they speak lies. They speak lies. And they deceive the people because they are so deceived. They're walking in their own corruption, in their own lust. A man that walks in the law of Yahweh, he will not covet his neighbor's good. He will not covet from his brother. And these dogs are covetous, wicked men. They covet one another's wives. They have their sexual exploits in their and their fun gala activities. I was looking at the paper this morning. I brought this over, saints. It's talking about this whorehouse in Charlotte, this Nation Folk Community Church. They got Christian rappers. They got every kind of whore there is because they're concerned with the family. Well, Yahweh says, when you forget my law, I will forget your children. Yahweh is concerned with his law. When a man walks in that law, he is a part of the family of Yahweh. Your family will go to hell and they shall burn in the terror of hell. There's only one family. And that is the family that hear the word of Yahweh and do the will of Yahweh. There is no other family. These are perverts from hell. Family lies. He said, because of that, I will forget your children. They won't even know. You can't forget the laws of Yahweh. Verse 27. Which think to cause my people to forget what? These dogs have caused the people to forget his name. Isn't that what it says? We can sit here dormant, but this is what it says. Which thing to cause my people to forget my name by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor as their fathers have forgot my name for Lord. And that is what Baal is, Lord. The Lord bless you. I love the Lord. I love your way. And they have taught the people to forget the name of Yahweh, saints. Please hear me. They have taught the people to forget the name of Yahweh. So they serve Baal. We should not run after the error of Baal. And they've taught the people to forget the name of Yahweh. You can't even, folks don't even know his name. And that was a time in what we call the assembly, his name was extolled and made known. They preached in his name. It's because of these lying prophets that have not come by Yahweh. You find them on the television, they are everywhere on the radio, they are lying preachers, they are deceitful dogs. They're building their own little kingdoms, their own little worlds, their own little societies. There's only one society, and it's governed by the same law, the same rule, same principle. And Messiah is the high priest of that government. He is the mediator unto the Father. He said the prophets that have a dream, let him tell a dream. And he that hath my word, let them speak my word faithfully. And that's what a true prophet does. That's what a true anointed man of Yahweh, he speaks the word of Yahweh faithfully. He said, what is chaff to wheat, saith Yahweh? It's not my word like a fire. It's not the word of Yahweh like a fire. It's like some little sweet honeydew dripping water. These men preach this little honeydew dripping trash. He said, it's not my word like a fire. It's not the word of Yahweh like a fire. Did not Jeremiah say it was like fire shut up in his bones? Has the word of Yahweh changed? Is he not a consuming fire? He says, it's not my word like a fire, saith Yahweh, and like a hammer that break the rock in pieces. Will I not break your old stony heart? That is what his word is like. It's not this honeydew dripping mess that they drip from their televisions and their lying cathedrals. His word is like a fire. It'll make you cry, ouch. You get a hold to fire get on you, you're going to run. And the most important thing is just to lay there and wallow. But most folks run. Because when that fire gets a burning on you, you're going to run. That's just the instinctive nature of a person. And the way to subdue the fire is just to lay there. And the way to us to see the power of Yahweh's word fulfilling in our lives is to fall down before him. Just fall down on our faces and just roll if you have to. Just roll and roll and roll and roll and roll and roll. His word is like a fire. It's not like some little sweet water that these lying prophets are preaching. It's a fire. It's a hammer. And it crushes the wicked heart. It beats that old stony heart and brings it down to nothing. That's the word of Yahweh. You want to make it some kind of little generic thing. Well, you can call him Lord. You can call him God. You can call him Jenny. And you can call him Benny. Nah, you must call him Messiah. He's not going to receive your Lord worship. Your Baal worship. There's a woman that wrote me a letter. And her question was very honest. Now, I can't answer the question and a response in a letter. Because it's just too detailed. But the question was very good. And yet her heart, you could tell it was very open. But I will answer the woman. Now, if you want to talk to me, I will answer you in a greater detail. And we can go from Scripture. I can't sit here for hours and try to type out something to give you the answer. But yet her heart was just open. And I could sense that, as I showed Brother Neesmith, I believe. You could just sense that in her letter. Not some combative spirit, but her heart was just open. And that's what the heart of Yahweh's people should be like the Bereans. They should be open to hear the truth. And then you go to the scripture and see if I'm a liar. Judge what I say. I want to be judged. There's where I stand in my correction before Yahweh. You that are spiritual, you judge all things. And you ought to judge what I say. See, whether it's in scripture, is it lied upon lied, there's a precept that adds to that precept. I have no compunction with that. I will be a fool. That's where my correction is. Hallelujah. He said, I'm against your prophets. He said, therefore in verse 30, I am against the prophets.